Peter Coyle is a solicitor at Coyle White Devine who's worked on a similar case in the past. Hello there, Peter.
Hi, Oliver.
Hi there. And I think you represented the chap that I'm thinking of who thought he'd won more than £1 million with Betfred, I think, wasn't it? And then Betfred said, hang on, there was a glitch here. Remind me, what happened? Was this Andrew Green?
Yeah, Andrew Green, this was about 4 years ago, it was £1.7 million we won for Andy against Betfred. And then earlier this year, we won £1.5 million for a lady called Corinne Derber against Paddy Power. So we've been doing these types of cases for a few years, and we've actually recovered between £4 and £5 million for people that have been affected in the same way that these poor people have been this week at the hands of Gala Bingo.
So remind me, what happened with those two cases then? What were they playing?
So Andy Green was playing an online blackjack game, and Corinne was playing a roulette game. The thing that you pull the handle on, so with the three cherries come up.
Oh, yeah, fruit machine, online slots.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so in both cases, they won the mega jackpot, more than £1 million. And the bookmakers turned around and said, well, there was a problem with the computer. Was that in both cases?
Yeah, they said there was a problem with a glitch and really sorry. Having congratulated Andy for 4 days, he went on the town, you know, celebrating because they said, you know, well done. They said, well, actually, you haven't won. There's a computer glitch. But we're not going to tell you, you know, what the glitch is. We're the sole arbiter of whether there's a problem with the computers or not. So it was truly outrageous in Andy's case.
Mm. Well, yeah, it sounds it as well. And I think what the bookmakers say, and this is what you're here for, really, or, you know, this is you do this so we don't have to, is to go through all of this small print. And I think there are just hundreds of pages, aren't there, that you click up to when you agree to terms and conditions. And is it buried in there somewhere?
They'll be buried in there somewhere. It won't necessarily say what Gala Bingo wants it to say, actually. So the first test is does it say, you know, what does it say? And if there's any ambiguity, actually the consumer gets the benefit of the doubts. But the Consumer Rights Act, you're quite right, says that if there's a very important term that a consumer ought to know about, it needs to be right in their face, you know, in red ink, in bold, underlined, and you can't bury it between, you know, in 100 pages of small print.
No. Well, we're all guilty of it, aren't we? You're desperate to get on with something online, you're signing up for something, and made a list, you're getting a discount, or you're trying to buy something, click terms and conditions, yes, of course I will, and on we go. And in doing that, might you be inadvertently, I mean, might there be a clause in those terms and conditions that says it is the right of the operator to decide to overturn winnings, or if in their opinion, you know, our word is final? Can you put a clause in that says just that, that you just simply can't question?
Well, you can't, because even if the clause says what Gala Bingo says it wants to say and it's been properly brought to the consumer's attention, there are still provisions where the court can say, well, actually, I just think that's unfair. You know, if you just think of the sort of balance of power between a gambler just playing in their house and Gala Bingo, you know, it should be for Gala Bingo to make sure that what they are providing to consumers operates correctly. So there is lots of law that helps the customers. But you've got to be a very brave person like Andy Green, like Corinne, to actually think, I'm going to take on Gala Bingo or Betfred or Paddy Power. It's a fearsome thing to contemplate.
Terrifying, I would have thought. And also, not to mention expensive, even if, I suppose in those cases, you do it on a no-win, no-fee, do you? You've got to find money up front, because they were awarded, I think Andrew Green was awarded costs, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. So they'll do them on a no-win, no-fee, but you've still got to try and take out an insurance policy to cover the eventuality that Gala Bingo wins and gets an order for costs against you. So there's lots to think about, lots to worry about. It's expensive, it's stressful, and it takes too long. So the court, I mean, I'm a lawyer, I should be advocating it, but it isn't the best solution for these people, particularly when you're winning, you know, hundreds or small thousands of pounds. It was an easy choice for Andy and Corinne. They were going to get between £1 million and £2 million. But it's more difficult when the winnings are slightly lower. Although there's force in numbers, so if they all gather together, then that will be, you know, a powerful tool to deploy against Gala Bingo.
Well,
whoever is next that says the same thing. Gala Bingo did exactly the same thing 4 years ago, so this isn't new at all. And it's time to make sure that these betting companies are actually delivering products that work.
That's exactly what I was going to say, actually, that it's a big thing to go through for a few grand. But also, I suppose what's on your side is that the scale of losses for the company aren't as great. And if you've got enough of you together and enough experts saying, actually, I think these people have got a case here, then you might apply enough pressure for them to settle. Do you think they've got a case, Peter?
Yeah, I'd need to look at the small print and everything, but on the face of it, certainly when I looked at this 4 years ago, yeah, they did have a case, the people, but they just didn't have the will to carry it through. Whether Garlabing have changed the terms since, I don't know. But no, on the face of it, these poor people will have a claim.
Okay, well, thank you very much. That's fascinating. Thank you. Peter Coyle from Coyle White Diviner. We'll